So welcome everybody to our post-harvest session. Our first talk will be UV chromesis, an approach to maintain quality and enhance phytochemical composition in commodities during post-harvest storage.
Okay. So thank you. Good afternoon. Just before starting, I just want to say that my presentation, well, at least the title was changed a little bit because at the beginning it was about a complete a lot of abiotic stresses, but I decided to narrow to use only UVC. So this is also a review presentation, not a research one. So with that, I'm going to start. There will be a small background about the preservation limitation and strategies being pursued to preserve fruits and vegetables. Then I'll be talking about some terms that have been used in post-harvest to refer to hormesis. Then I'll define what is hormesis, specifically with UVC, and the effects of this light, well, this radiation on senescence, decay, and the enhancement of nutraceutical content, to finally give some remarks about the presentation. So you already know this. Post-harvest losses can be very high, can be as high as 50% of what is produced, and this is true in most of non-developed countries. And so this is like the justification of the presentation. So how can we resolve that? Well, there are several approaches. One of the one of them is the use of genotypes with longer storage life. Also, the use of good agricultural practices and the use of proper post-harvest handling practices, including some treatments. This includes temperature, relative humidity, and control atmosphere and modify atmosphere, which has been deeply discussed in these sessions. Also, we have some treatments, such as heat, fungicides, and the induction of natural defense. So this is where hormesis and post-harvest meet. Several terms related with hormesis have been explained in the past. One of them is priming as an important mechanism for the enhancement of plant defense capacity against biotic and abiotic stresses. Another one is the induction, also as a means to enhance the nutraceutical content. This was proposed by Cisneros Ceballos in 2003. The difference between these two is the control term. So this is with the objective to induce or to enhance the phytochemical composition. Terry and Joyce also use the natural disease resistance to produce by physical, biological, and chemical treatments. So these three terms might be the same phenomenon or not, but I think they are. So I want to explain or to define what is hormesis. So this term was proposed by Lucky in the 80s as a process in which an exposure to low dose of any agent, which is harmful at higher doses, induces an adaptive beneficial effect of any system. So the problem here was the beneficial effect. And this is true for some. So think about the someone telling you to take some dose of arsenic or mercury, even a low dose, it could be very dangerous for you. So this is one of the problems with hormesis. The other problem is that there is a lack of mechanisms to explain the effect of this phenomenon. So Edward Calabrese, in 2002, he decided to take out the beneficial effect. So the beneficial or harmful effect should not be part of the definition of hormesis, but reserved to subsequent evaluation. So by 2010, Kendin proposed a new term to define hormesis, which is a dose-response relationship for a single endpoint that is characterized by a reversal of response between low and high doses using chemicals, physical stressors, or any kind of other stress. And we can observe this phenomenon by some graphs. And basically, there are two types, the overcompensation and the direct stimulation. In post-harvest, most of them are overcompensation hormesis processes. So you, I don't have the pointer. Well, yeah, with the mouse. So with a specific dose, you can apply whatever stress you want. And within the time, this response will be higher than non-exposed fruit, whatever you want. But in this case, it's fruits and vegetables, right? So you have a maximum extension of the response, about 60%. But the interesting thing is that this response can observe during long periods of time. So this is basically good for the extension of the life of the shelf life of some produce. The other phenomenon, the direct stimulation, doesn't imply the disruption of the homeostasis. I don't have examples of that, but just to show you that hormesis can be can have different shapes, like an inverting U shape, biphasic, or U shape response. And we use UVC as a medium to initiate the phenomenon, because UVC is relatively easy to use. It's not very expensive, and it's also very good for surface inhibition of some microorganisms. So that is the reason because we use UVC, or UVC has been used for hormesis. And it is not only for surface inhibition. Also, it is used for delayed senescence and relative new to induce the defense compounds. And this has to be, it is related with the phytochemical composition induction. So these are some examples of doses that have been used for the three parameters, for the senescence, for delaying the senescence decay, and the induction of secondary metabolites. So I don't expect you to read these sentences. Just look at the numbers. Because the problem also with hormesis is, remember that it's a phenomenon related with low doses. So what is a low dose? Well, we have to define what is a dose in the first place. A dose is a combination of time with intensity. So you can take this 1 kilojoule square meter, and you can see that you can obtain that with different combination of time and intensity. So it's very hard to say which one of these is really a low dose. And that is the problem in post-harvest. The other problem that I was mentioning before, it was the lack of explanations on mechanisms to explain what is why the phenomenon is really happening. And this is an example for chlorophyll degradation. In this case, UVC radiation is able to induce ethylene and polyamides at the same time. So basically, they are competing for the same substrate. And this is one of the explanations why UVC is able to delay chlorophyll degradation. The other one is the delay of senescence. So senescence is an oxidative process per se. So there's a lot of reactive oxygen species being produced at that time. So with a pre-exposure of vegetables and fruits to some stress, we are creating some anticipated defense systems. So the senescence process is going to be delayed. The last slide is the only one which has results, and this is the not published, but it's the enhancement of secondary metabolites, and this is in broccoli. Just to show you that there's a baseline for non-exposed florets to the radiation, and you can see that there's in fact an increase of secondary metabolites by, again, low doses of UVC radiation. But I'm mentioning a lot the low dose because it's not clear yet what is really a low dose. And it happens the same with the hydroxynamic acids. So to conclude, I want to say that hormesis is a phenomenon used as a tool to improve the quality, the shelf life, resistance to abiotic stresses. And probably, I'm saying probably because I'm not sure, elicitation, induction of natural disease resistance, and priming could be all part of the hormesis final effect. But the use of what term, in this case hormesis, is probably an oversimplification, and specific names describing the modes of action of underlying mechanisms should be employed. So that is all for me, and thank you for your attention.